Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, May 15th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. The federal government has yet to approve Wyoming's plan to spend millions of rural health dollars. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach reports on the main sticking point.
For months, the state and the feds have been negotiating over something called a perpetuity fund. That would have taken a majority of the state's dollars from the Rural Health Transformation Program and invested it. The state health department's Stefan Johansson says that was to make the program more sustainable than the 5 years money's allotted for.
Essentially, additional revenue for the state to then stretch that out over a long period, 20, 30, 40 year timeline.
But thanks to what Johansson told lawmakers are, quote, esoteric federal regulations, the perpetuity fund is off the table. He says the agency submitted a new proposal to the feds for how to spend over $200 million in the next year. That includes shoring up basic care, such as ambulances and labor and delivery units. He hopes the feds will approve that proposal in the next few days or weeks, so the agency can get to work allocating money to small hospitals and other providers. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The Wyoming Supreme Court will allow school vouchers to be paid out as a high-profile lawsuit against the program continues. Lawmakers passed the voucher program in 2024 and expanded it in the next year. It provides up to $7,000 per child. Families can use it for private school tuition or charter or homeschooling costs. The Wyoming Education Association, which represents teachers, sued the state to overturn the program, arguing it violates the state constitution and would deplete the state's public education funding. The case is ongoing in Laramie County District Court, where a judge hit pause on the program as the lawsuit played out. That means no payments have gone to families yet. The district court has yet to rule on the legality of the program. Election season is right around the corner, and county clerks are preparing to deal with a new law that requires a hand count of ballots. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger has that story.
The legislature passed a bill requiring county clerks to audit by hand about 5% of all ballots cast in their county for this year's primary and general elections. Laramie County Clerk Deborah Lee says this will create an additional layer of election auditing as clerks already perform equipment and tabulation audits.
This particular audit that we'll be doing this time, the 5%, this will be the third post-election audit that county clerks will be performing.
Lee says audits and public interest in the election process can help reassure voters about security and accuracy. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
Wyoming lawmakers will soon consider cracking down on frivolous lawsuits. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor has more.
Strategic lawsuits against public participation are commonly called slap suits. They're filed to intimidate opponents and silence critics. The goal is not to succeed on the merits, but to tie up the defendant in lengthy, costly litigation. That's according to Idaho State Senator Brian Lenny, who addressed Wyoming's Joint Judiciary Committee this week.
This is not about slander or defamation. It's about bogus lawsuits that clearly on their face are just ridiculous.
Lenny was testifying in support of anti-slap legislation, like the bill he passed in Idaho. Wyoming has no such law, but legislative staff are now drafting one at the behest of the Judiciary Committee. The committee will consider it at their next meeting in August. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
An exhibit focused on Nellie Taylor Ross opened at the University of Wyoming's American Heritage Center this month. Wyoming Public Radio's Kala Shosh stopped by at its kickoff event.
Nellie Taylor Ross was Wyoming's and the nation's first female governor in 1925. The exhibit contains letters, scrapbook pages, and magazine clippings from Ross's professional and personal life. It also follows her move from the First Lady of Wyoming to governor, then director of the U.S. Mint. Governor Mark Gordon was at the exhibit opening.
This day is a great day to remember our history and the uniqueness of Wyoming. We are an independent sort of people, and Nellie certainly exhibited that kind of courage and I guess independent spirit.
Last year, Gordon signed a proclamation making January 5th as Nellie Taylor Ross Day. The AHC exhibit will be open through April of next year. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Kala Shosh.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A sheriff who was killed in the line of duty over a century ago was recently honored for his sacrifice. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reports Frank Roach was pursuing horse thieves when he was ambushed by them and killed. The Laramie County Sheriff's Office and the Wyoming Law Enforcement Memorial Board honored Roach with a new marker at his gravesite, explaining the sacrifice he made. The Sheriff's Office also dedicated its new badge to Roach, which is designed after the five-point star and ring he wore. The Sheridan lacrosse team has finished a standout season. The Sheridan Press reports the Mavericks went undefeated for the first time in program history. A Yellowstone wolf recently found an unusual new toy. A video shared by wolf technician Taylor Raby shows a group of young wolves making their way back to the main pack. One little black pup runs across the road carrying its fun new toy, a sign that was meant to warn people away from a carcass with grizzly bears on it. Raby put it best when she said, "Clearly this pup had better things to do with it." Cheyenne had an unusual furry visitor earlier this week. A black bear was spotted in a neighborhood near the edge of town. Once it had been found inside a barn, Game and Fish safely captured and relocated it. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Who killed Jacques Lanormand? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, who was the first Secretary of State of Wyoming? That was Surgeon Amos W. Barber, who took office in 1890, and just 11 months after his election, then-Governor Francis Warren resigned to take a position in the U.S. Senate. So Barber was not only the first Secretary of State of Wyoming, he was also the state's second governor. Congratulations to Stella Anders, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great weekend, and join me again on Monday.